What we're trying to do is balance the our need to produce revenue with our commitment to making higher education accessible to everybody who deserves a chance to be here. And part of how we do that is by taking some of the tuition revenue and using that to discount tuition for some students. And that's a widespread practice in higher education. And, you know, we have students here who literally don't pay anything towards their tuition. And so there's no way to do that without some sort of tuition discounting process. And that was true at my school in North Carolina. Public universities engage in that practice, and private universities do as well. So even no matter what our sticker price was, it would almost certainly be the case, I hope it would be the case, that there would be some people who would be coming here and not paying anything, and so we would always be discounting tuition for some people. Even in North Carolina, where we charged $8,000 a year for in-state students, we still had tuition discounting for some of our students from low-income families.